Chapter 31. Materials Lab. The four of them heaved, the vault leaned to the side, and Tessa slid the dolly's plate underneath.
"Well, that wasn't so hard," Deputy Roshan said, cracking his knuckles.
Jake raised a brow at him.
"I've changed my mind," said Callie, patting Jake on the arm. "You can take the dolly."
"Thanks."
She stretched and moved to the other side of the vault. Tessa looked at Jake, then the dolly.
"So if you've got the dolly, that means I have to push now?"
"Happens to the best of us," he said.
"If you didn't want to work, you shouldn't have come to the moon," said Roshan. Tessa grunted at him. Lana sighed.
"You sound like Gordon."
"He's been telling me that for 2 years now," the deputy said. Callie and Roshan centered themselves on the far side of the vault. Tessa squeezed in between Callie and the wall. Lana took the outer edge.
"On three," said Jake. "Tilt it my way. Nobody go crazy and try to shove it over."
"Not going to be a problem," said Callie.
"One," Jake said. "Two. Three."
Callie heaved. Tessa and Roshan grunted. Lana let out a squeak of air. The vault leaned over. Jake pulled back and levered it up onto the wheels. Callie flexed her thighs and calves, pushed hard, and the vault settled against the dolly.
"Easy," said Jake. "Easy."
Roshan leaned around Lana.
"You got it?"
"Think so."
Callie kept her hands on the vault. The image of it smashing down on her toes or Jake's legs flickered through her mind as it swayed back and forth, a drunken metal box trying to decide if it was going to fall over or not.
"Okay," said Jake.
He slid his foot back, let the vault lean a few more degrees toward him, and its heavy door swung open. Lana and Roshan grabbed at it, and it pulled free of their hands. The door slammed wide against the thick hinge with a loud clang. The impact jerked the dolly's handles. Jake's grip slipped. He tried to get it back, tried to reposition himself, failed. He leaped back. The vault fell on its side, pinning the dolly beneath it. One of the wire wheels flexed out, forming more of an oval.
"God damn it!"
Jake kicked at the floor. Callie crouched to look at the door's latch.
"It's been open this whole time?"
"Not sealed," said Tessa. "But not open, at least. I could have sworn Gordon locked it."
Lana sighed.
"No way we're picking that back up."
"We could still do it," said Roshan. "Maybe if we got two or three more people."
"We need to close it back up," said Jake, waving at the door. "Figure out how to move it later."
"Oh, fuck,"
Callie said.
"Where is it?" "What?"
Tessa pushed past Lana.
"What do you mean?"
"The meteor's not here. It's gone."
Only the few loose claims and reports that had sat under the Aron bag remained in the safe, and they'd scattered in the fall. Callie recognized the page with multiple folds created when she'd shoved the bag inside the safe. She tried to convince herself it might still be there, somehow hidden by the dozen or so loose papers. Jake stepped around to look inside the vault.
"Oh, fuck me."
Tessa scanned the floor.
"Did it fall out?"
"It's a watermelon wrapped in a black and yellow bag. We would have seen it."
Lana looked around the lab.
"Did somebody take it?"
Callie focused on Roshan.
"Who else has access? Who could open it?"
"Lots of people. It's not exactly a high-security vault." He gestured at Lana.
"The mayor, Sheriff Gordon, me, any one of you, you've all got the codes now. A couple researchers, most of the prospectors. Doc Thavis, pretty sure the manager and assistant manager of the Hilt."
"Wait," Callie said.
"Prospectors? Like Gillyman?"
Lana shook her head.
"Why would he take it? He's greedy, sure, but he's not an idiot. He knows what's at stake here."
A murmur of agreement rolled through the lab. Callie took in a breath to echo it, then held the breath.
"Wait,"
she said.
"Does he?"
"He knows we went outside," said Jake.
"Does he know it's what we went out for?" She looked to Tessa, Roshan, Lana.
Well, no, I don't think so, said Lana. But why would he? He doesn't know exactly why we went out, but he saw we brought back the medical supplies and Jake's bag, and the Aron bag.
Jake nodded. He's an arrogant, self-centered bastard. Course he'd think we brought the rock in for him. He thinks it's his property, remember?
Son of a bitch, muttered Roshan.
How long do you think he's had? Callie raised her tab.
Sheriff Gordon, she called into it. You're not safe. The meteor's out of the vault.
Gordon furrowed his thick brow. Andrews turned to look at him, then twisted to look at the zombies around them.
What did she just say?
Callie, said Gordon, repeat that.
Her voice echoed in his helmet.
It's gone. We think Gilliman took it, maybe a while ago.
Gordon stared at the row of zombies standing like posts in front of them, and the row past that. At least 200 of them still stood in the distance between him and the docking avenue.
They are moving.
I'm telling you, she insisted. It's not in the vault.
I told you that thing touched me, hissed Andrews.
Get somewhere safe, fast, said Callie. They can't climb or jump.
But they can open doors, said Gordon, and spacesuit seals.
Andrews turned and bounded past Gordon, heading back toward the carrier. Gordon spun around. They'd made it almost halfway back. The carrier might be slightly closer, but it was uneven ground. As if to prove the point, on his third long stride, Andrews tripped on a conduit and sprawled across the regolith, kicking up a cloud of dust as he came to a halt. Things moved in the dust. The zombies around Andrews turned, closed in, bent toward the fallen pilot, at least a dozen of them. Gaunt and ragged shapes reached for the fallen man. Andrews got on his side, saw them coming, and launched himself away with a pair of desperate kicks. He skimmed across the ground and crashed into three more walking corpses. One of them spun into the air. The other two fell on top of him.
"Don't let him get hold of you!" shouted Gordon. "Get up! Shake him off!"
Callie's voice echoed in their helmets.
"What's going on out there?"
The pilot lashed out and knocked himself up away from the ground. He spun, flailed, and knocked two more zombies away. His boots came down on top of them, pinning them in the regolith.
Move! Shouted Gordon.
Roshan's voice cut in.
Head for Tereshkova.
Gordon heard a faint scrape, the sound of something touching the outside of his suit, right at the collar for his helmet. He spun, bringing the bat up as he did. The swing caught the first zombie in the side of the head, right on the bat's sweet spot, and he felt the uneven pop of vertebrae travel up the bat. The second one, the one grabbing at his helmet seals, was too close. His heavy gauntlet slammed into its skull, a solid backhand with the bat's weight and momentum giving it even greater force. The dead thing's feet left the ground and it soared to the side. The impact also wrenched the bat from his hand. Gordon's heart leaped into his throat, his pulse swelling his neck as his weapon drifted away from his fingers. He stretched after it. It bounced back to him, hit his fingers, bounced away again, back again. He'd looped the cord around his wrist at some point without thinking. The bat was tied to him. A hand reached across his visor, gray skin, a pair of loose rings on one shriveled finger. Gordon swung his arm, hard. It connected with something outside his helmet's field of view. The gray hand whipped away. Something else grabbed his wrist, and he brought himself around to punch a dead man in the face. It was like punching any drunk at a bar, except the zombie's skin and bones were more brittle. The bat swung in after the fist and managed to smack the dead man in the cheek as he soared away.
"Help me!" screamed Andrews. "Oh, fuck! Somebody help me!"
Gordon twisted his wrist, tightened the line, and the bat drifted back into his hand. His fingers closed around the grip, and he lashed out, catching a dead woman across the jaw. She flew back, lifted off her feet by the blow. One black dress shoe sailed up into the darkness. Almost a dozen meters away, Andrews was a thrashing pair of lights in the darkness. Silhouetted figures appeared and vanished as the floods washed over them.
20 figures. Easy. The pilot shouted something else, a distorted scream that ended in a sharp, short hiss. Gordon saw a sparkle of frozen air, and the pair of floodlights switched off. Lunar night swallowed up the space where Andrews had been. Gordon turned, smacked away a pair of hands, and lumbered through the crowd of the dead. He just needed to last maybe 5 minutes. 5 minutes would get him to the airlock. He pulled the baseball bat back and swung it into a dead woman's neck as hard as he could. She fell back and he thrust the bat hard into the shoulder of a teenaged boy in a Japanese robe, knocking the dead kid away. He took 3 more steps and smashed the bat into a grandfatherly man in a gray suit. Callie raced down the hall with Roshan, Jake a few steps behind them.
"We go as far down to Reshkova as we can," Roshan called out. "Once he's in, we can seal the outside door and take care of whatever came in with him."
"Got it,"
Callie said. They dashed across the plaza and Roshan barked at the volunteer on sentry duty.
"Open it up!"
They got closer, and Callie could see the man was a civilian, not even a lunar. A fine sheen of sweat kept his long, irregular hair against his scalp. The Thai guy, with his lightning bolt hair flattened into a mess and a baseball bat awkwardly clutched in one hand. Thai guy blinked at them, at the controls.
"How?"
Roshan shoved him out of the way, brought up his tab, and began speed scrolling through his access codes. The tab's screen glitched and chimed as he swiped at it. The border around the readout changed.
"Ah!"
Roshan switched into another language Callie didn't recognize, but the words still had the rich emphasis of profanity.
"Fuck it all,"
he added after a few dozen syllables. He slammed his palm into the hatch.
"What is it?"
asked Callie. He sagged against the door and held up his arm. A new star and crescent badge rotated on his tab.
"I'm the sheriff now."
Jake squeezed his hands into fists. Thai guy's gaze went over each of them. He raised a hand nervously to shoulder height.
"Are we still going to open the door?"
Roshan smacked the hatch again, this time with both hands, and let a long breath out through his nose.
"No," said Callie. "No, we're not."
Lana caught up to them with her long, skipping strides.
"Tessa's heading to..."
"What's going on? Did they make it back in?"
Jake glared at her. Lana's eyes went wide.
"Oh, no."
Callie swiped at her tab, pulled up a room registry.
"We need to find Gilliman and get that meteor locked away before the zombies start trying to get in here again."
"Good," said Jake. "Someone's thinking."
Lana cleared her throat.
"He's got a room at the end of Upper Chandra, all the way down, same side of the boulevard. It's under his business name. Could take you 10 or 15 minutes to find it."
Callie located the room on the map and confirmed the owner.
"There he is,"
she said, nodding at Lana.
"Let's go."
Roshan turned away from the hatch. The four of them marched to Chandra's vaulted entrance. Roshan led them into the stairwell and up to the second floor.
"Good thing you knew where to find him," said Callie. "Every minute that thing's out of the vault, we're all at risk."
Lana started to respond, then turned it into a vague coughing sound. Callie looked at another room ID, then she turned back to the mayor.
"How did you know just where to find him?"
"It's the moon,"
the mayor stared firmly ahead as they marched.
"And we had a thing last year, just for a few weeks."
"Ah,"
said Callie.
"Is this going to be a problem?"
"No, he screwed up big."
"Putting it mildly,"
Jake said. Gilliman's room was second to last. Roshan double-checked the ID on the door panel. Ilatha Mining and Prospecting Endeavors, and then hit the call button.
"Russ Gilliman," he said. "Sheriff Gordon's dead. This is Roshan. Sheriff Roshan, open up."
They waited. Callie counted to 10. Jake's fingers rolled back into fists. Roshan banged on the door itself.
"Gilliman, we think you might have something dangerous in there."
Callie cleared her throat.
"We're pretty sure the meteor is what's reanimating the dead."
"Damn it, Russ," shouted Jake. Open the goddamn door.
Callie looked at Roshan.
Can you open it?
Yeah, so can you.
Aren't you two in the system as deputies?
Callie closed her eyes.
Yes, we are.
Jake sighed and hammered his own forehead twice with his fist.
We haven't even been deputies for 24 hours. Can someone just open the damn door?
Callie swiped her finger quickly across her tab until she found the passkey app her deputization had given her. A few quick stabs at it sent the order into the system and unlocked Gilliman's door. The magnetic thump echoed in the hall. Jake leaned forward as the door slid open.
Gilliman, he called out. Stop screwing around. This thing is... Oh, holy fuck.
Roshan followed him in and froze. Callie saw it all a heartbeat later. The mayor made a noise behind them that could have been a gasp, or maybe the sound of someone trying very hard not to throw up.